Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you from all of us at Sports Radio 610. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
Happy to be filling in for the fellas today on Memorial Day. Appreciate you hanging with us. Coming up here, does Rob Ninkovich hold the secret to the Texans' success this year? We'll get to that in a moment. Our question of the day today, I always like to keep it going throughout the show. Which Houston athlete would you like to have, past or present, at the family barbecue today? And then I asked you, is there a difference between a cookout, barbecue, grilling, so on and so forth? You can always text the show, 713-572-4610, and appreciate the answers on the text line. A barbecue can be a cookout, but a cookout is not always a barbecue. That's what I was trying to get to earlier. Yeah. I agree with that. Cookout is something that's from the 832. Also from the 832, different texter says, cookout is something quick like burgers and hot dogs. Barbecue is something low and slow, potentially tossed in a sauce.
Tossed in the sauce. I like that.
That makes sense. Cookout and grilling are interchangeable. Barbecue is different from those two, says another text from the 832.
We need to ask our local, our resident barbecue expert, John Lopez.
True.
Yeah, John, where you at?
Yeah, get him on the horn today, whatever he's doing.
John.
He's probably out fishing right now.
John, I know you're fishing right now, but just this is very important. Yeah. What's the difference between a barbecue and a cookout?
Yeah, we need your take on this.
That's right. Cookout from the 713. Cookout is like hot dogs and burgers. Barbecue is brisket, smoked chicken, ribs, pork shoulder, stuff like that. All makes sense. Just for me growing up, I think it was all used interchangeably. Then you come down to an area that's really about, passionate about their barbecue.
And
that's where you find the nuance in all those different terms. The Texans. We'll get to Rob Ninkovich in a second about the Texans this year. But, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, actually on this show with John Lopez at the time. And, Chris, you and I haven't worked together since the NFL schedule has been released.
Yeah.
Vegas has the win total at 9.5 for the Texans, actually with the under 9.5 juiced. So that's the favorite, is winning less than 9.5 games in Vegas. Where do you have the Texans this year? If you had to make your prediction here today on Memorial Day, what do you have the Texans' record in 2025?
Well, we went through the schedule, actually. I believe the day it was released, me and Bajani on Area 45 that night. And if I remember correctly, just going through all the games, I don't remember all the games I picked them winning, but I believe I had them winning like 11 games.
Okay, so you put them at 11-6.
Just based on looking at the matchups. Now, obviously, we haven't seen the teams this year, but just going off of, what teams did in the offseason and what the Texans done or may not have done in the offseason, I believe I had them, it was either 10 or it might have been 11. So, I'm going to stick with that. That's where, that's what I picked. That's where I have them right now. Now, after we get through OTAs, training camps, we'll see what happens. That my opinion may change. I have the right to change my opinion. But
of course,
right now, I believe I had them at 11 wins. So, and from what I hear, most people at the station, most fans, are not picking them to win that many games. I still hear a lot of people saying 10 wins, somewhere right around 10.
Yeah, I think 10 is the most common answer given. I would probably say 10-7. I have not gone through, done the win-loss thing, but it just feels like a 10-win, 10 wins sounds good. As I said, Vegas has it at 9.5, so they have it right there. I asked this to John Lopez, and I'll ask you as well, because like I said, we haven't had a chance to talk about it, you and I, but if the Texans do go 10-7 for the third straight year, while having the star quarterback on that rookie contract here early on, right before having to pay the quarterback, how would you feel for the Texans if three straight seasons you go 10-7, and just from a record perspective, look, maybe they win a playoff game, lose in the second round, which would be the same season playing out three straight years. 10 wins, one playoff win, lose second round. How would you feel about that three-year progression where it seems like from year one to year three, there's just not much growth?
Well, if that's
how it plays out this year.
If they win 10 games again and go out in the second round of the playoffs again, you can't say they aren't consistent.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that'd be three straight years winning the division, more than likely, at 10 wins, and 3 years in a row of winning a playoff game. Now, most fans are going to say that's not acceptable, and I get it, because where's the growth, where's the progression? Now, not all 10-win seasons are, you know, built the same, because if you look at the first year and you look at the second year, it feels like if you just don't look at the record and you look at, you know, if you don't just look at the standings and say you look at statistics, look at what C.J. Stroud did, look at what the offense did in general. From the defense has, you know, pretty much been on par year one and two as far as C.J. Stroud goes the last 2 years. Defense has been there. The defense is really what carried them last year. And without that defense playing so well, they may be an 8-win team, maybe a 7-win team. That defense, you know, I think that's a top five, top six defense. I think they'll be there again this year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think most fans would look at that and say, well, where's the progression? We keep winning 10 games. And we were just talking during the break, talking about the Colts and, you know, the change in ownership, the team being handed down. But we mentioned, you know, I mentioned how the Colts have been looking to find a quarterback since Andrew Luck left right before the 2019 season. But those previous 3 years, they went 11-5 all 3 years. And I believe they made it to an AFC title game at least one of those years. So if you get to the playoffs and you get a deep run, now obviously we have to get through the season first, but you get a deep run, I don't think Texans fans would be mad at that. I wouldn't be mad at that. You win 10 games again, but you get to the AFC championship game. Let's say you face the Chiefs, whatever, whoever it is. That's, to me, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
Because you took it a step further.
Yeah. So, which is what you have to do this year.
Which is what, yeah, that's what you want. You keep getting to the wild card. You can win the wild card game, but when you get to that divisional round, it's like the wheels just fall off. So yeah, this is what everyone wants to see: progression, growth.
Of course.
You know. Now, if they come out and they win only 8 games, then obviously, you know, that's going to be a clear step or two back, right? But if we're talking about 10 wins again, it just really depends on how the season pans out, honestly, because not all 10-win seasons are built the same, and we've seen that the past 2 years. They didn't look exactly the same.
Yeah, I think it always comes down to the playoffs. I got to do better in the playoffs this year than the past 2 years. But I think it also all comes down to how far this team goes, comes down to the offensive line. Now, here is Rob Ninkovich on Boston Sports Radio. I think this was 98.5 Sports Hub, I believe. I want to give the proper credit. Anyways, here's Ninkovich talking about maybe he knows the secret to success. They were talking about the Patriots, but in the sound clip, maybe he reveals the secret to the Texans' success this year.
They had a great assistant coach under Scarnecchia, right? That's Cole Popovich, right? He was the assistant offensive line coach who was here, who in the last 3 years, he left because the whole COVID thing and the mandated.
He left.
He didn't get vaccinated.
Oh,
okay.
Right. So if you didn't, because it was a league mandated thing, it wasn't just, hey, the Patriots, it was a league thing. All the coaches and staff had to have it. Well, he didn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So he...
Smart man.
Left.
So he left.
He left. So then, after he leaves, you bring in somebody else, and you've had some issues at the offensive line. You bring in another guy that used to play here. But maybe you had one of the best coaches right there.
Who was with Dante for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. And then he had to leave because
so then it's not really about the talent you have, because if you can get a good coach like Scarnecchia, who basically got Steve Nail off of a wrestling mat and turned him into a great player.
Well, it's a good balance between having a great coach and understanding how do I get the most out of each player.
Rob Ninkovich talking on Boston Radio about the Patriots, but within that, giving some good praise to Cole Popovich, the new offensive line coach for the Texans, was the assistant last year, elevated to the head offensive line coach this year. Chris, you hear that audio. What do you think? Does that give you more confidence in Popovich, this offensive line, this Texans offense?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, getting that, you know, endorsement there, that should make Texans fans feel pretty good. Now, obviously, we got to see what happens. There are still some questions about the offensive line in terms of, you know, the players or who may start the season on the offensive line in, you know, in certain slots. But to get that endorsement from a guy like Ninkovich, yeah, that you got to be happy about that, right? Like, how can you be upset at that? Like, that's got to make you feel good about your new offensive line coach.
Yeah, it sounds good. Now, I think when you dig in a little bit more, Dante Scarnecchia is like the greatest offensive line coach of all time. He was the longtime offensive line coach. He retired after 2019. Cole Popovich was still there in 2020. They did not elevate him to the head offensive line coach. He was still assistant in 2020. Yeah. Then in 2021 was when the NFL came up with that mandate that if you're not vaccinated, yeah, you can't be in the league right now. So he went to high school, and then he went to Troy. So that was the next year. Then the Texans hired him. And so my point being, like, he had opportunities after that for Belichick to bring him back to New England.
Hmm.
Or Josh McDaniels, who worked with him, I believe that overlaps, where he was the head coach in Las Vegas. And my point being, this was one of my concerns with Nick Caley, too, where they said eventually Caley had to leave New England. He thought he was going to get promoted to offensive coordinator when, I think it was when Bill O'Brien left. And instead they went with Matt Patricia, who does not coach offense.
Yeah, I mean.
And now Caley's the offensive coordinator here at the Texans. So that's my concern, where Belichick, more of a defensive guy, doesn't necessarily know offense, but he had these guys in the building. He had a chance to elevate them to the position, never did. They had a chance with other Patriot assistants, right? Never got that opportunity. Now they get it here. Look, Rob Ninkovich would know better than me. He was part of those teams. He was in those practices.
He'd know better than all of us.
But I just, you know, that's just always, that's been a concern of mine all offseason is, you had a chance to make Caley the offensive coordinator at the time. You always sang Belichick, the Patriots always sang praise, but they never gave him that job. Same with Popovich. Like, you could say he's a really good coach. You had a chance to make him your offensive line coach. You didn't in 2020. Then he leaves. You didn't bring him back when he was able to come back to the NFL. He winds up in Houston with the Texans. That's just my question. That they always say, you know, you don't have to listen to the words when you can see the actions. And the actions to me just don't line up with all some of the high praise.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point you raised there, but I also feel like Bill Belichick is a guy who might hold the fact that he didn't toe the line and take one for the team with the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like not being a complete team player, that's something that Belichick might hold against a coach and not bring him back.
Yeah.
So it honestly, it could have been for stuff not related to on the field.
That's fair.
That's just kind of how I look at it. That's just kind of how I look at it. But because look at the decision he made with Matt Patricia, a defensive coach.
Yeah.
But he puts him on offense. Had never, as far as I know, had never coached offense, right?
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, that was mind-boggling for most people.
Yeah.
It just really was.
And I think more of an indictment on Nick Caley at the time. 713 says 10 wins and competitive versus Ravens and Chiefs is acceptable, maybe. I need more than competitive. I need to be on the same level as those teams in year three.
And see, those are two of the games I did not have them winning.
Yeah, I don't think they do win. I think that's a problem in year three, that they have not shrunk that gap at all at this point with the top teams in the AFC. Hey, you might ask, what's poppin', as the kids say on this show around here? Well, we'll tell you next. It's In the Loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.